fucking from the academy too, so.
We do.
Hey, is Ida in?
How can I help you, sir?
This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff, trying to follow up here. I was in contact with you guys back in August, just trying to follow up, see if you had any plans or projects coming up for the fourth quarter that would require financing.
No, actually, not at all.
Is there a time?
I'm sorry?
Well, no, you can continue.
We should be starting a project. We might need something, but we have to finish the end of the year to find out if they award us the contract for next year. Yeah, we're going to need, because they're asking for a lot of equipment with a 10-year contract.
Oh, wow, that's pretty impressive. 10-year contract?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you want me to give you guys...
In California.
In California. Oh, okay. Did you guys want me to give you another call back around, what, January to touch base with you, see if you won that contract?
Actually, mid-December.
Mid-December?
Mid-December. I think it's like the awarded date. It should be anywhere between the 10th and the 16th or something like that.
10th and the 16th. All right, I'm going to mark that down here on my end. What was your name?
My name is Giorgio.
Giorgio?
Yeah.
Okay, Giorgio, I'm going to...
Based on that contract, if we do get it, we are going to need some mainly equipment funding.
Yeah, okay, we do have equipment funding, so that's something that we can definitely help out with. Do you know, like, what type
and
of
this
pieces?
And this is it's going to be federal. It's a federal job because it's working on the forest in California. It's a forest job.
Oh, nice, okay.
Yeah, so...
Okay, What type of pieces of equipment do you guys normally bring on for bigger jobs like that?
Bucket trucks, chippers, chipper trucks, stump grinder, and they're asking for 150 employees.
Oh, wow. So you guys got to cover all that too?
Yes, sir.
Do they...
It's a big, big contract.
So what are they going to have you do if you land the contract? Like what specifically is it?
There's a bark beetle eating the forest of California, at least on the area of San Andreas and Fresno.
Okay.
We're in there now at a small deal. Based on our performance now, they like what we've done, and they're ready to award the big contract to one person, you know, to go out there and grab it. And based on our performance now, it looks like we're pretty good up there. And like I said, we're cutting down trees, we're hauling the logs, we're chipping the brush, but this time we have 40 employees. They're looking at 150, you know, if this gets done by January.
This is going to be one big, large-scale project that you're going to have on your hands here.
Oh, yeah, and we're from Miami, Florida, so imagine. We're over there. We started this. We did the forest fire last year. It was 10, 15 employees. Then they called us back. Look, there's this job. You want to start the bark beetle and the butte fire? Because we work for PE&E, the power company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the city contractor goes to the power company on this whole project. It's a whole federal deal, whatever.
Yeah, and I can imagine like federal contracts are a little differently set up, but they'll still reward you with the same.
And it goes to the power, and it also includes the power company and the gas company in there.
Oh wow! Okay, how many acres do you guys have to cover?
It's not acreage; it's work quarters. I guess they got a company out there assessing, like these bark beetle trees next to the power lines. That's where the power company comes in.
Okay.
It's also part of the federal part because it's killing the forest and the actual fire, the butte fire deal, wherever there's been forest fire damages. Like I said, it's a pretty selective contract all around. Like we were in Fresno first for a month, and then they moved us over to San Andreas. So it's like I said, it's a big, big deal.
And it does sound like one. And I hope that I can help out with this because it seems like you're gonna need a lot of extra equipment and a lot of extra capital to get you really pushing for the contract. So let me do this.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a call back in December. Right between the 12th and the 16th, kind of follow up with you around then. In the meantime, do you happen to have an email address? At least you can have my contact information on hand.
Tree lawn rescue at yahoo.com.
rescue at Yahoo. Okay, I'm going to shoot over my contact information just in case something comes up before I follow up with you. You can feel free to give me a call. And, you know, from there, we can see what happens. Our program, the equipment financing program, it's like a... Are you familiar with equipment financing?
Somewhat. Everything we own has been paid for cash or, you know.
Right. Yeah. For our program, the equipment financing, it's usually set up where it's like 2 to 5 year terms, which would fit nicely because if this is going to be a 10-year contract, it's going to definitely, you know, you're going to want to have the length of the term spread out. It's monthly payments and mid single rate interest. So it's a good program to have because one, it'll cut down your monthly.
You do capital funding, yeah?
Yes, we do both.
Okay. All this is a lot. This is a lot to handle.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we find out, we need to really sit down and find out how we could find somebody like you guys that could bring us onto the table. You know?
And that's exactly what we're here for. We want to build a relationship with our customers and find ways that we can help them out and help them grow. And if this is going to be like the defining factor for your business as well, I want to be there to help that out. So whatever we can do to make this work, I'm going to give you a call back in December and check in with you and see where you guys stand.
All right.
All right, Giorgio.
I appreciate it.
Of course. And again, my name's Nico. So it's very nice to meet you, and looking forward to that call again.
All right, cool.
All right, Giorgio. You take care.
Bye.
Bye.